Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
One, two.
Oh, hello. Good evening.
Hello.
And welcome. It's time for us to have a lovely time. We timed the time it took to get to the venue. It took less time than we thought that it might do. Ben thought it would take an hour or two.
Yeah.
Will said more, but it only took 2 minutes. Because we live next door.
It's the Horn Section Podcast. Horn Section Podcast. Horn Section Podcast.
It's the Horn Section Podcast. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Yes, yes, yes. Hello, good evening and welcome to the Horn Section Podcast, episode number 1,000. It's our 1,000th episode, but we're not recording them in order. So let's get started and see who's playing the little instruments today. In order of height, little to lanky, it's you first at 5 foot, Joe Auckland. Please play some moody trumpet for us.
Moody.
Next up in height order, maybe, it's the pianist. 5 foot 1, please join in with some saucy keyboard. Ben on drums. 5 foot 10 and a half, exactly.
That's right.
Hit me some with some cool beats, man. Oh yeah, on sax and guitar at 6 foot 4, it's Mark Brown. Hey Mark. Please wail all over this mess with your instrument. Yeah. And then wail with your mouth as well, please. Wailing. And then everyone get ready for a bass solo from the big guy. It's Big Willip at 2 meters 54. Oh yeah, he's got all the low notes in his trousers, and we're going to have a bass solo. And then we're all going to applaud him and tell him he's really great. Willip! Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, he's the best.
Oh, he's so good at the bass.
So tall.
Oh, I'm really enjoying the music.
Oh. Look at his knees.
Yes.
Boppity bum, boppity bum, boppity bum, boppity bum, boppity bum, the lonely notes, boppity bum, boppity bum, boppity bum, boppity bum.
All right. Okay, that's enough. Stop. Woo! You're really great, everyone.
You're really great, Will.
Yeah.
I know.
Could you tell him he's great, please?
No.
Okay.
Horn Section. Well, that's our life on tour.
We are on tour. Yes, welcome to the podcast, everyone. And just to say, this is not the potato episode, but the potato episode is coming soon.
Oh, brilliant.
So that's exciting. That's right. The potato episode is nearly here. The potato episode will be 3.5 minutes long.
Good.
It's going to be a very short one, but it's going to be a classic. So... that'll be in a couple of years. So good luck. Looking forward to that. And before we meet our special guest, we've got a sneak preview, very lucky, of the new James Bond theme. Ed has written the theme for the new James Bond, and the film, as we all know, is going to be called Dr. Elmo. So here is the theme tune to the new James Bond film.
A one, two...
Hey guys, Who'd like me to introduce today's special one-person guest audience member?
Me, please.
Oh, yes, please.
I said, who'd like me to introduce today's special one-person audience guest member?
Mark.
Me, Ben.
Yeah, I've said it twice now. Do you want me to say it one more time?
Yes, please.
Yes. Who'd like me to introduce today's special one-person audience guest member?
You.
Yes. It's Ben Shepherd. Here he comes. It's Ben Shepherd. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you very much. Thank you, gents.
So, Ben, this is a podcast. Have you ever done a podcast before?
I've done one or two, but none quite like this.
Okay. Was it one or two?
It is two.
Two. So this is number three?
This is number three. This is my hat trick.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What we're looking for from you is some excellent contributions.
Oh, dear.
And just to give you an idea of the sort of thing, Willip here, say hello again to Ben, Willip.
Hello again to Ben, Willip.
Yep. Has written a list of good things to say.
Ah.
Okay. This is the sort of phrase we're looking from you. So if you're at a loss for words, Ben,
okay,
this is the sort of thing you could say. Will, you go first.
You can come again.
You can come again, okay.
I say that or you say
that?
That
just during the podcast, if you see enough, in what sort of situation would you say you can come again, Will it?
Just if you can't think of anything else to say.
Okay, maybe. Yeah. So you can come again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like you would... Okay, yeah. Yeah, all right.
If you say a good thing to say during the podcast, I'll give you a sweet.
Okay.
I've got a selection of sweets in my bag.
You can come again.
Oh,
so it can't be one of these ones, though.
Not now.
This is the sort of thing, but not one of them. We're actually ruling these ones out.
Right.
Joe, what's a good thing that Ben Shepherd could say later on?
I think he's trying to tell you something.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be a good
but
thing.
But not
to say.
That.
No,
but something
that.
Like that.
You can't say that, but something like that.
Yeah.
That quality of comment.
Okay. something like
the
that.
The pianist, you've got something?
I have, yeah. You could say. The less said about that, the better.
Oh, okay.
You see what we mean?
Yeah, yeah. Something close to the bone.
Yes. I'm tempted to give you a sweet, but we'll wait till this section's over. Finally, Mark.
She won't be doing that again in a hurry.
Yeah. So what sort of situation might you say that, Mark?
A lady does something silly.
Yeah, if at any point a lady does something silly.
Okay. Yeah. There's every chance.
Yeah. Ben, have you got one?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, Ben's got one as well. I didn't realise he did.
It's I'll be the judge of that.
Ah, yes. Mm.
So you can be quite dominant with these things.
Well, the way where Ben's sitting, it feels like that came with authority, because he's like the magistrate, the top of the court there.
He always brings along that platform. He insists on being 6 inches higher.
Goes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. So, Ben, those are good things to say.
Right, okay.
I'm going to introduce you to the listener now. I've written a short song about you, mainly using your excellent official website, www. What's the rest of it, Ben?
Ben.
Nope.
The official Ben.
Not the...
Official.
Yep, www.officialbenshepherd.com.
You might be the first person who's been there since the late 90s.
Oh, yeah, no, it's out of date. one of the main things I learned there is how to spell your name. Anyone know how to spell Ben's name? Mark, how do you spell Ben's name?
B-E-N.
Correct.
Well done.
Joe, do you finish it off for us?
S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D.
Well, there we go. You need to visit the website. In fact, you can't visit the website because you're entering the name wrong. Ben, how do you spell Ben Shepherd's name?
S-H-E-P-A-R-D.
No. Willip, you have a go?
Double P?
No.
There's a number of different spellings, isn't there? This is what's becoming apparent.
Yeah, none of them right yet. The pianist. How do you spell Ben Shepherd's name?
S-C-H-I-E-P-A-R-T.
Well,
he's got it!
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, if you all visit the official Ben Shepherd...
Well, we can't.
I know you can't. It's a real catch-22 situation.
It is awful.
Because there's a whole page on how to spell the surname, but you can't...
They can't get to the website
until you know how to spell the
there's
surname.
There's a flaw. That's why the website's redundant, because no one got on it because they couldn't spell my name right.
Well, I'll give you a clue. Who's not guessed the spelling? We've all guessed the spelling.
Everyone guessed it.
It's spelled the same way as Richard, or Bernard, or Die Hard.
Yes.
Yeah. It ends with H-A-R-D.
Hard, not heard.
Yeah. Do you ever say to people on the phone, it's spelt hard, not hard on the end, like Die Hard?
Yeah.
Do you?
I have actually, no.
Oh, no. You nearly said you did.
No, I've said it's hard, not heard.
That's quite cool.
Yeah.
It's hard to hear, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, if you say Shepherd, it's still Shepherd. It's not Shep Hard. Oh, my mum is always like, it's Shep Hard. she's very specific, isn't she?
In a lifetime of it.
Yeah, she has. And we had. And then I get much more defensive about it for the kids.
Mm.
They don't seem to care as much as I do.
Do you mean your kids or just the kids in
general? Just the kids in general. I do care about the kids.
I've heard that. could you say your name to me, please? What's your name?
My name's Ben Shepherd.
H-E-A-H-E-H. It's not easy, is it? It's not easy.
You're not allowed.
No, okay.
H-A-R-D.
So visit the website. I've got more information about you now
I'm
in a lovely song called... Ben Shepherd. Ben Shepherd. Ben Shepherd, Hard But Not Heard. Pardon?
What's the music?
The music. We've picked one of your programmes that you present.
Oh, really?
The theme tune to Tipping Point.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay, good luck, everyone.
It's only got three notes, hasn't it?
Yes, it's quite a fun one to play.
Okay.
Shepherd is a TV guy. He's on ITV and Sky.
Nice.
Good soap.
Yeah.
He does GMB sometimes and Tipping Point all the time.
Yeah, I do.
He used to do goals on Sunday with Christopher Camara. That doesn't rhyme for the rest of his club run.
Yeah, he did.
And he still does Ninja Warrior with Christopher Camara. Near the end now. He's also done the Krypton Factor, not with Chris Camara. He's done X Factor, not with Chris Camara. Yes, Shepherd is a TV guy who works with Chris Camara sometimes.
Amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Were there lyrics to Tipping Point before?
Originally, no, I don't think they ever have.
Well, they should be.
It's a little bit like when Anita Dobson put words to the EastEnders theme tune.
Yes.
It feels a little bit like a moment in time. Anyone can fall in love. That's the easy part.
The Christmas number one, I think, wasn't it?
Well,
last year.
This is it.
Mm. We heard also recently that the A team in France has lyrics.
No, it doesn't.
It does, and we're going to play in the next podcast to tune in for that.
Not this one.
No.
So I don't get the potatoes, and I don't get the French A team.
Oh, the potato episode is going to be a cracker.
Blankets keep you warm.
The blankets keep you warm.
Flip-flops keep you cool.
The flip-flops keep you cool.
But I want to be warm and I want to be cool at the same time, preferably. Well, you got to meet Michael Pattinson and his girlfriend Stephanie. That's right, they're warm and they're cool. Like a perfect gooseberry fool. He's half English, half Malaysian, she's half Irish and half German. But most of all, they're warm and cool like blankets, blankets and flip-flops.
I need to mention your kids are actually here with us today.
They are, yes. They're big... Big fans of the Horn Section.
Are they?
They are, yes.
What other bands are they into? just to compare us.
Just simply the... Oh, Big Shack.
Big Shack. And the Horn Section.
Big Shack and the Horn Section, yeah.
Soundgarden. Judas Priest. Phil Collins. Yep.
Ed Sheeran. Eminem. They do like a bit of rap. They do like a bit of rap.
I introduced my kids to Eminem recently. It's a hard listen for a parent.
Yeah. You've got to time it right.
Oh, dear.
Although, to be fair, listening to some of this can be quite tricky. Because you know, when you come downstairs and the boys are sitting opposite each other doing the no swearing song.
Luckily, we don't swear in that one in the end. It turns out we don't swear.
No. It's fine, isn't it? Until you rhyme cantankerous, whatever it was, which they enjoyed immensely. It was their mother that wasn't quite so approving.
Well, that's typical, isn't it, from Mrs. Shepherd.
Yes, she's very like that.
I thought I'd welcome them.
She won't be doing that again in a hurry.
Well, that's exactly the sort of time you slip it in.
But I'm not allowed to say that.
You're not allowed to say that, no, but that's the sort of thing, Ben. I thought it'd be nice just to get them involved. I know they listened to one where we had my children and they played the Traffic Light Yum Yum game.
Oh, they did, yeah.
Would you like your kids to play the Traffic Light Yum Yum game?
They would love to play the
Traffic
Light Yum Yum game.
I only need two of them for this.
Okay.
Is that all right?
There's quite a few to choose from.
Yeah, there's nine lined up there.
Which one should we go with? I like to name them after their T-shirts, so the grey one and the blue one.
Grey and blue, okay.
Grey and blue?
Do you mind just popping over to the microphones, grey and blue?
Come over, grey and blue.
Okay. We'll start with grey. So the rules, I imagine you know the Traffic Light Yum Yum game. For the listeners who, for some reason, don't know it, you've got to guess the colour of the food that I'm going to force you to eat. You shout stop if it's red, go if it's green, and then either stop or go if it's orange, like when you're driving.
Okay.
I'm going to wrap the trumpeter's yellow jumper around your heads, if that's all right. And I think, who would you like to sing the theme tune to the Traffic Light Yum Yum game? Just up to you.
Will it?
Yeah, well, everyone's favourite. Mm. Please sing the theme tune to the Traffic Light Yum Yum game.
How's it go?
Exactly. Let's find out how it goes.
I don't think it'll fit to that.
Hurry up, Will it? Hurry up.
Traffic Light Yum Yum game. Traffic Light Yum Yum game.
I remember.
Traffic Light Yum Yum game. Traffic Light Yum Yum game.
Okay. Okay, so here's a clue for you, Mr. Gray.
Okay.
I'm opening something, so yeah. Remember a shout. Stop for red, go for green, and either stop or go for orange. I'm going to pop something in your mouth right now.
Traffic light, yum, yum,
Either stop or go.
And he's correct. So what colour are you saying? It's, you're saying
orange.
Orange because it's a...
What's it?
It is a what's it.
Traffic light, yum, yum, game.
Stop. Do you mind passing over the head mask to the Mr. Blue, just so you both have a go? I'm going to put the second item in your... I think in your... if you just take a decent bite of this, open your mouth.
Traffic light, yum.
Here he goes. And bite down on that. Oh, he doesn't like it. Stop. What colour do you think that is?
What colour is it? Green.
It is green. It is green. And what do you think it is?
Fennel.
Oh, my word.
Wow.
How do you know that? You can take off the blindfold.
That's disgusting.
It makes you feel better.
You can keep it, though. We'll all sign it.
There we go. Oh, that's a great idea.
Okay, and the final round now of the traffic light yum yum game. So back it goes on the Mr. Grey again.
Traffic light yum yum game. Traffic light yum yum game. Traffic light yum yum game.
Yep, we're there. Okay, now I'm going to open your item. And I just need you to dip a finger.
Finger.
It's just going to be a licking the finger situation. Right, can we have a colour, please? Is it stop, go, or either stop, or grow?
Stop.
It is stop!
Traffic light, yum, yum.
Oh, they've got to try and guess what it is.
Stop. What do you think Mr. Grey, what do you think you were tasting?
I have absolutely no idea.
It was Merlot. Merlot in a can. And you can get... you get to keep that.
So I wish you'd said Merlot.
I'll be the judge of that.
Okay. Oh!
No, it didn't quite
we've already had an I'll be the judge of that, but it's getting there. You can take your head mask off.
Well, that is Merlot in a can.
It is Merlot in a can,
they
yeah.
They sell
it was just a
wine
taste,
in a can.
Though. Yeah, they sell wine in a can.
What an irresponsible host.
you can go and sit down again now. Well, three out of three, though. Sorry to give your child Merlot.
No, it's no worse than he's had in the past.
Okay.
Yeah, Johnny. It's just it's come out of a can. That's the revelation.
Just, you know, my children now are 6, 8, and 10, and they've all lost their milk fingers.
So where?
The big one's got a full set of adult ones. The other two, a lot of gaps, but...
They're coming on.
Yeah, they're coming on.
They're coming on.
So, Ben, you've said some good
Did
things.
Did the finger fairy come?
Did the finger fairy come? Yeah. Yeah, they put the milk fingers under the pillow.
How much do you get for a milk finger these days?
20 quid.
20 quid for a milk finger?
Yeah, so you're looking for 200 quid, yeah. 200 quid at the end of the...
For a full fist.
Yeah.
For a full...
For two full fists.
Two full fists. Two full fists.
The finger fairy.
Ben the Shepherd. First of all, Ben's written a joke for you, and then we're going to do a game called The Bends. This is your new joke.
Oh, right.
Yeah? This is the first outing of this joke. Ben's pretty pleased with it. He woke up with it the other day.
Ben, do you know why in the evening I smother myself in butter and oil before I go to bed?
No, I don't, Ben.
Because I like to get up oily in the morning.
I haven't heard that yet. That's excellent.
Oily in the morning. The morning was the bit you wanted to mention to, was it?
I don't know. I thought you were meant to go, why? I say I smother myself in butter and oil, and then you say, why do you do that?
Oh, I see.
And then I say...
Oh, the feed line. No,
yeah,
I think it
yeah.
stands up by itself.
Oh, thanks.
It's a lovely piece.
Great, great.
Brilliant. You Thank you, Ben. That was lovely.
Yeah,
yeah it was great.
Nice joke, wasn't it?
It was a lovely joke.
Yeah. This is a song for Ben. He's one of the lovely men. He's done a good thing for someone he loves, and I reckon he'll do it again. Yes, this is a song for Ben. If you're his girlfriend, well then, give him a cuddle and give him a kiss and give him a cuddle again. That's Ben. Just Ben. So we're going to find out what you two have got in common. So this is called The Bends. Ben, I need you to play something that sounds a bit like Radiohead's The Bends underneath this, but not exact, just something that sounds a bit Radiohead-y underneath The Bends. And I'm going to read things out that you've both got in common.
Okay, great.
The Bends are both in their 40s. If you could both respond with just noises.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So much in common. They've both been to Essex.
Yeah.
Love it.
They've both got 2-1s in performance type degrees.
It's true.
I've got a first.
Oh.
Yes. Absolutely.
His degree is slightly better than yours, Ben.
Clearly.
You got a 2-1, you got a first. Ben's degree was in dance, drama, and theatre arts.
That's right.
Your degree was in
jazz.
Oh.
Sorry, stop the music for a sec. You've got a first in jazz.
Yeah, it's music, brackets, jazz.
Music, brackets, jazz.
Yeah.
Mine was drama, brackets, dance.
Oh.
So that's, we've got brackets in common.
We've both got. Yeah.
I sort of wish yours was jazz in brackets, music, to explain what jazz is to people.
Me too.
Ben's, please. They both welcomed home the athletes of the London 2012 Olympic and Paralympic Games to Trafalgar Square as part of the Athletes' Homecoming Parade.
This is true,
Yeah. Absolutely.
They did.
It was you, the Bends, and Skelton, wasn't it, in the end?
Skelts was there, yeah. She was there.
Big Hammers fans.
Ah, massive Hammer.
Yeah. Love them.
Who's your favourite Hammer?
A Dingy Boy.
Yeah. Dingy Boy didn't play a lot last season, did he, in the end? But,
no, he was. He had a big injury.
Where was his injury, Ben?
Knee. Both knees.
Dingy's dodgy knees.
They've both done a show called Rod Stewart, One Night Only.
Only the one night.
Stop the music here. Which one of them... Well, I know the answer to this. You did a show called Rod Stewart, One Night Only.
I did.
How was that?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Okay,
it was
carry on with the music, please. That's good.
Were you Rod Stewart?
I wasn't being Rod Stewart, but I was hanging out with Rod Stewart. Yeah, well, he performed, and I grew up in the town where Rod Stewart moved to many years before, built this house, and we always used to sort of go and peer over the walls and try and get in, and then I got invited into, and he took me around the house many years later. So it was a serendipitous moment. Yeah.
Were you imagining that Ben Shepherd was doing a one-man show?
It was like an impersonation.
Edinburgh Fringe.
Like stars in their eyes, but like for an hour.
I've been looking for an angle. Maybe that's it.
And finally, they've both been in a Harry Potter movie.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Who did you play, Ben?
Hagrid.
I thought there was something
lots
about
of CGI.
You. Got the hair for it.
You were untitled in the movie, is that right?
Wizarding Parent.
Oh, you saw
Wizarding Parent. Yeah, Wizarding Parent.
Wizarding Parent.
Wizarding Parent.
Wizarding Parent.
Wizarding Parent.
One more?
Wizarding Parent.
Wizarding Parent.
Yeah.
You can relax now as we perform a top 10 for you. It's top 10 time. And we found a genuine top 10 in a magazine called Curry Life that we found in an Indian restaurant called Naz in Ulverston during our tour. The top 10 was an article about the country's favourite takeaway cuisine. You don't know, actually, Ben and Mark, so you can have a guess at numbers 8 and 10 are the best. So we're going to go from 1 to 10. Here we go. It's today's top 10 Britain favourite takeaway cuisines. At number 10, it's Chinese. Fair enough. At number 2, Indian. Good news for fans of Curry Life. Number 3, fish and chips. Fine so far. Number 4, pizza. Number 5, burger. Okay, so standard so far. And number 6 in this country's favourite takeaway cuisine, we have... You want to have a guess?
Turkish.
Chicken. Chicken at number 6. And number 7, it's kebab. At number 8. Number 8. Bring it down a little bit. Not Greek. What do you think, Ben? You might have to go a bit closer to that.
No, it's something not, like Japanese.
Not Japanese.
Like sushi.
No, it's sandwiches. 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 At number 9, Thai, and then a number 10. Number 10. The 10th best takeaway cuisine in this country is...
McDonald's?
McDumbo?
No. Sausages.
Sausages.
That's according to Curry Life magazine.
Sausages.
Sausages at number 10.
So you've gone from Chinese, which is like a whole cultural thing, to just an individual item.
Well, yes.
Sausages.
Chinese, Indian, fish and chips, pizza, burger, fine. Then chicken, kebab, sandwiches, Thai, sausages.
Sausage.
Sausage. Oh, yeah, Ed can say sausage, shouldn't he?
Yeah, sausage.
Sausage.
Okay. Ooh, all of the dabs. 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 I've got a friend called Oliver.
who's fond of shepherd's pie. Ooh, ooh, Oliver Dabson. Ooh, ooh, Oliver Dabson. Ooh, ooh, Oliver Dabson. Ooh, ooh, Oliver Dabson. Oliver Dabson is his full name, but he'll always be the shepherd's pie guy. Oliver Dabson, the shepherd's pie guy. Oliver Dabson, the shepherd's pie guy. Oliver Dabson, the shepherd's pie guy.
Well, I hope you're enjoying yourself, Ben, because it's time now for questions for Ben Shepherd. A bit of questions music. I've got a hat literally brimming over with questions. There, you see that? So all you've got to do is pluck a question out of the hat and then
brimming over by the brim.
Throw the question at the musician you want to ask you the question, and we'll have some just sort of some bass under this, please. Some question blaze. A lovely take from the trumpeter. The question has got caught on his T-shirt.
Thought I'd lost the question, but...
Okay. The
first question.
Sportsman.
You do a lot of work for charity. Have you got any Velux windows in your house?
That's the first question.
Yes. Mr. Blue's got one in
Mr.
his bedroom.
Blue's... Oh, really?
Yeah. In fact, so is Grey.
Mr. Grey as well.
Grey and blue.
What sort of angles are we talking about there?
Sort of pretty standard, I'd say. 45, 50. You don't want him, the tilt to be much further than that, because I think it plays havoc with the, stanchion.
Stanchion. And is it just pull it, give it a good hard tug at the top, the handle on the top, down it comes?
Yeah.
Okay, question from the saxophonist now.
Have you sent any big parcels recently?
Look into the life of Ben Shepherd.
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah.
Cool.
What's your system? Do you have the facilities at home? Do you have?
Do I have a person? No, I did it myself.
No, I don't mean a person. I mean, like, do you have big envelopes at home?
No, we have. So I have to go to the post office.
And then do you bring the item with you? And so you have to go to one area of the shop and buy the.
Yeah. We've got a small post office down the road, haven't we? Yeah. That is quite handy because you can get the stuff right there and stick it in and then hand it over. But you've got to buy the stuff
and then pay
from the cashier.
Twice.
And then, even though they're right next to each other
very
and they're related and it's the same people. Yeah. It's got to go through that till before it goes into that
one. We have the same thing. And what about sellotape? Do you sometimes bring the sellotape with you?
No, I always use theirs.
I quite often have to buy sellotape when I'm there.
Do they not lend you?
No.
They're not generous like that?
No.
Oh, they're much more generous than that. Well, I'm less suspicious than you, aren't I?
Yeah. Okay, well, good question, that one.
Yeah.
Alex? Final question now.
Here we go. I don't want to interrupt.
Yeah, he's throwing it to Ben. Will he catch it? Oh, the first musician to catch it.
Good hands.
More things we've got in common there, Ben.
Struggling with the unwrapping, but he's got a lovely voice, by the way, Ben. Listen to this.
Do you always wash your hands after you go to the loo, or do you sometimes pretend?
I'm about 50-50 now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, between pretending or... Why would you pretend?
Because I can't...
Who are you pretending to?
To the other men in the toilets quite often, if I'm in a public place.
So you don't...
So you put your hands in the sink but don't put the tap on?
Yeah.
So you'll go to the bother of gesturing? Essentially mind your way out of the toilet?
At least half the time.
Why?
I don't know.
He's disgusting.
I think I'm cheating.
That's what he is.
No, I think you don't need to.
That's why your postman won't lend you sellotape, because it looks at your stinking hands.
I honestly don't think you need to wash your hands every time.
Why have I got my hand, foot and mouth disease from you?
It's all becoming clear. I would say that I'm much more organised with my hygiene than I ever was.
Oh, really?
The advent of children, when you realise how filthy they are.
Okay.
You can't move without bogies, vomit, blood, whatever.
Do they wash their hands?
I mean, the one on the left definitely doesn't. The one on the right, the grey one, he is pretty good.
It's the grey.
But the one on the left, no.
Not at all.
It's a good thing it's a wipe clean sofa.
And that's lovely question music. Thank you, Willett. Stop.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We're coming to the end.
Well, no.
Oh, well, no, we're not. It's fine. But it's time for you to sit back and enjoy a song now. Joe Auckland, the roly-poly trumpet player, is going to sing you a song.
Do you mean fat?
Yeah, all-round good guy, as in he's all-round. And he's going to sing a song. What's the song called, Joe?
It's called Extinction.
Ooh.
It's a topical one about climate change and, you know,
very serious stuff.
One, two, three.
Do our bit, we've made a mess of it. So many creatures gone, we have left it far too long. Soon they'll be gone forever. It's time for drastic measures. We took so much for granted. Soon they'll all be departed. To Gary's, it's not too late to save the guys called Gary. The predictions don't look great if they keep declining at this rate. We may need to legislate, 'cause even Hunter has overtaken. Who will make the nation proud and stand out among the crowd? It seems that we've all faltered. Will someone call their son or daughter? Gary, Gary, it's nearly time to say goodbye to Gary. Gary, it isn't hard to justify more Garys. I worry for the Steves, and even for the Daves.
Daves,
and the Collins must be screwed if the Garys can't be saved.
The idea of that was there was an article in the paper saying that no one is calling their kids Gary anymore. And by what year is it, John?
There was only one Gary, wasn't there, last year?
One in the whole of the country. It's not true, actually. I did a bit of further research.
Yeah, that was
there were about 200 or something. Yeah. But it is massively. I'd written the song by then, so we're sticking with it.
That's still significantly less than
there
might have been.
They could die out by about 2050.
2050, 50.
Yeah.
Unless there's, unless your song brings prominence to the idea of saving them.
Exactly. Well,
Yeah. And also, we want Gary Lineker to do the podcast. So.
Well, maybe he could champion being Gary.
Being one of the Garys.
Being one of the Garys.
Yeah, yeah,
the
good Gary.
Not a bad Gary.
Good Gary, bad Gary.
I think we all know who the bad one is.
Oh, yeah. I dressed up as him for my 18th birthday party. I dressed up as the bad Gary.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, remember you were there. Is it good word?
Of course I remember.
I had the full...
How could you not remember that?
Yeah. You're talking about Neville.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. I've dressed up as Gary Neville for the last 20 birthdays.
Nick Black. We'd like to have a quick chat. Your name is short for Nickelback. Nick Black.
Right, okay. Ben Shepherd, growing up, did you ever want to be a shepherd?
No.
could you tell me three songs about shepherds?
Three songs about shepherds?
Yes, please. They're all quite religious.
While shepherds wash their socks by night?
Yes, Ben Shepherd washes socks by night, yes.
The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is Ben Shepherd.
And Silent Shepherds? No.
No, it's Come By.
Come By Shepherd.
Come By. Come By.
The Grey Whistle
come
Test.
Come By, my Lord. Come By,
Oh, I see. Yeah, so come the Come By is a way to me in Come By. Yeah. My friends are shepherds.
Pardon?
I have some friends that are shepherds.
Well, a bit of silence, please.
Yeah.
Tell us what...
they have a farm.
Sorry, first of all, how you know them and whether or not they've got a farm.
So I was at university with Miller.
Miller?
And her father was a farmer down in Kent. Okay. And now they are farmers, she and her husband, Rowley.
Right.
And my godchildren. And they are proper shepherds.
And do they have a farm?
They do.
Good. Sorry.
Have you ever done the lammy? Have you ever done lammy?
Well,
I've done lammy.
You've done it?
I'm going to hand you over to Ben Reynolds now, whose
dad keeps sheep.
Oh, there you go. So, you know, I mean, the lambing is like one of the most extraordinary things.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah. It's like...
Is he a shepherd then, Mike Reynolds?
I don't know.
Does he count as a shepherd?
Yeah.
If
you're going to put yourself through the pain of lambing, then you've got to be able to take that title, surely.
Then he is.
Yeah, he is.
I've never thought of him as a shepherd.
Oh. Something else we've got in common.
Mike Shepherd. There it is.
Cool. Ben's dad's got an electric fence around the garden and my child was electrocuted by it when he was 4 years old.
Mm. Wait, had she been pouring booze down his throat at the time?
Staggering around the garden.
Well, good shepherd chat. I wasn't expecting that to go well at all. Well,
shepherd interlude.
I've done pigleting.
Shut up.
You're thinking of sausage rolls, I think.
One of the main roles, of course, of a shepherd is to... What do shepherds do? Spot.
Sing.
Spot
the animals.
Yeah, so...
spot the animals.
So you're now going to spot the animals, okay? In these next few songs. A keen listener of the podcast will have spotted many animals amongst our guests before. Cat Merchant, Rufus Hound, John Robbins, Fish Kumar. Now it's your job to spot the animals in the songs they're going to play. So they're going to hide the animal carefully in the lyrics. If you can spot three animals, you'll get a T-shirt. A green T-shirt.
Green T-shirt?
Green T-shirt.
Is that the green T-shirt that your wife won?
Yes, I've commandeered it.
Okay.
Back. Thank you. So if you think you spot the animal, if you could just shout out, I'm the shepherd.
If you can see the animal coming, you can stop us.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a good way of doing it. Yeah, if you see any sign of the animal, just stop us.
Any sign of the animal?
Yes.
Any?
And if you haven't spotted the animal by the end of the music. Okay?
Okay.
That was a red herring.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. Does that count?
No, I have no faith in this at all. Okay, here we go. First one.
1, 2.
Keep your eyes peeled, Ben.
Now if you feel that you can't go on, because all of your hope is gone, and your life is filled with much confusion, until happiness is just an illusion, and your world around is tumbling down.
Shepherdy, shouted shepherd. What animal did he spot?
I was so desperately listening to the words then. I thought there was going to be cats and fish. Was there a beaver?
Yeah,
was there a beaver in the song?
Oh,
it just
beaver.
Sort of snuck up on me.
They do that. Right, so that's one out of one. Next one, three more.
I started sweating then.
You did look very stressed.
I was really focused.
I've missed the animal.
I thought I had.
Number two, good luck.
Close your eyes and give me your hand, darling. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand? Do you feel the same? Am I only dreaming? Or is
there was a little cry of shepherd there.
The shepherd.
Yeah. What animal did you spot?
I'm not 100% sure, but I think you snuck a little turtle in.
Sneak a turtle
be
in.
A turtle
he
flame.
He will do that. Yes,
be
it
a
is.
Turtle.
Be a turtle flame.
Be a turtle.
Be a turtle flame.
Very well.
Wow.
It's not easy, is it?
One more and you get a green T-shirt.
Oh, okay. Right. So hold on. We've got two more songs. I can make a mistake.
Yes.
Okay, I'd hate to make a mistake.
Also, if you get four, that's too many. You've got to hit the three.
Okay.
So once you've got this one, worth holding back.
One, two, three, four. I've never seen you looking so lovely as you did tonight. I've never seen you shine so bright. You're amazing. I've never seen so many men ask you if you wanted to dance. They're looking for a little romance, given half a chance. And I've never seen that dress you're wearing, all the highlights in your head that catch your eye. I had been blind, lady.
There was no cry of shepherd there.
So I got lost because I thought it was going to be something to be Lady Bird something or other. And then I was distracted by just how much Ed was enjoying that.
Which one's Ed?
In the middle. the cornery one with keys.
Yes, oh, that one. Yeah.
And
cornery one.
The cornery one.
Cornery face.
The cornery face. and then was it Cheetah?
Oh. Sheep to Sheep.
Oh, Sheep to Sheep.
Come on, Shepherd.
That was the one that really slipped through the net, wasn't it? Oh, man.
Slipped through the net. I'll give you a sweep for that.
Oh, thanks. I've let the flock down.
Whoa! Some ice cream
sweets.
Ice cream cones there.
Ice cream cones, thanks.
It's up to you whether you want to give them to your children. So yeah. This is the last one, so good luck. You need this.
I need this one to get the t-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want two, three, one, two, three.
Cow watches that doggy in the window.
Wait, how's the shepherd?
Oh, you've had a shepherd.
So, I'm going I feel like I might be getting this wrong, but I've got two.
Oh,
whoa!
You only need one to get the t-shirt.
So one of them might be wrong. Shall I let you carry on?
No, I haven't gone early. I don't know any more of the words.
Was that it?
We can do it once more.
Yeah, let's do it once more.
Make sure.
Okay, I don't want to ruin this.
Fine. Yeah.
I can understand how much effort and time's gone into it.
I want two, three.
Cow matches that doggy in the window. The one with the waggly tail. Cow matches dog in the window. I do hope that doggy's for sale. Bom, bom.
What are we going for?
One more time.
Oh, God.
One more time.
Cow march. Cow march.
One, two, three.
Is that doggy in the window? Oh, one with a waggly tail. Cow, much is that doggy in the window? Cow, do hope that doggy for sale.
Okay, I think I got it. Was it doggy?
We slipped in a cow.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Instead of the word now, we did it pretty well there. So we disguised it and
you do that very well.
The green.
Is that why
t-shirt.
You were making that noise?
I thought I'd give you a little extra help.
Wasn't enough. Wasn't
no.
Enough.
In return for the sweet.
Not quite clear enough.
Luckily, you might win a car now.
Ah.
Because yes, it's a quick game of Rolls Royce. I don't know if you've played Rolls Royce before.
I don't think I have.
Well, as regular listeners will know, it's in a game in which you have to roll... Sorry, it's a super game in which you have to roll your R's for the longest possible time while staying a Roy of my choice. The person who rolls Roy's the longest wins. It's one breath. And your Roy is a Roy who was born in Belfast in 1940.
Kinnear.
Say what you see.
No. Yes. Same catchphrase as my optician. He's related to our tour manager. He presented the best TV show... And it's a good motto unless you're in a library. It's the all-around good guy, Roy Walker, tonight.
Yeah.
Roy Walker.
Right.
You were right in 1940 Belfast.
Yeah, that's it. Straight away.
Very good.
Now I'm a quiz show host.
Yes, you do. How many quiz shows have you hosted?
Two.
I love how you pronounce two.
Two.
Okay, so it's
three.
Four. Oh, it's gone up.
Yep. just did another one. It's amazing what happens when you're not looking.
Okay, so it's...
Is it me or is it getting really hot?
Oh, no, it's boiling. So Greg Davis in the lead in this. Greg Davis so far with 24 seconds.
24 seconds rolling an R. Rolling I'm not very good at rolling my R's.
So it's one breath saying Roy Walker. I can't roll my R's. But so the roll in the R in the Roy and then carry on Walker can... So it doesn't have to be a long roll.
Oh, okay.
It's so the whole Roy Walker.
The whole Roy Walker. What was his name? Was his Roy Walker?
No, he had either Roy...
Hodgson?
Roy Hodgson.
Yeah, it might be Roy Hodgson. Hodgson, yeah, or Roy Keane. We've done Roy Keane before.
Roy Keane.
So good luck. So it's your Roy Walker starts now. The cur didn't start till 31 seconds, and it ended on 32 seconds.
Great effort.
Goodbye, Davis. Hello, Shepherd. That was remarkable. Nice. No one's thought to look at their watch throughout before. That's a very good tactic.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt like you had more in you, if I'm honest. More Roy Walker.
I'm not sure. How do you keep a cur going? Yes. See, I hadn't...
Lovely game, though. Lovely game.
Hey, you!
Yes, you!
Yeah, I'm talking to you. You're a girl who is both tall and strong. Is that you?
Yes, you!
Are you strong until two?
Are you a girl?
Then this could be your song.
Are you called Rachel?
Then this could still be you. This song is for Rachel. Yes, it's true, but which Rachel are we looking for? There could be just one listening. There could be many more. It's Rachel Silverman. It's your birthday today. This song is all for you. With love from a man called James. There could be two Rachel Silvermans who both know a generous guy called James. The one that we are looking for has a dog with an unusual name. It's called Diego. Diego the dog. So happy birthday. We hope that you like your song.
Okay, so Willip is going to run the rest of the podcast. First of all, you're going to do Willip's joke. Let's have a couple of chords before
what was
the joke.
Which one is it?
It's the one where I say, what's your method? Do you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The great one.
Yeah, it's a really good joke. Here we go.
I've been getting into woodwork.
Oh, yeah. What's your method?
Well, I build it, and then I break it up again, and then I build it up again, and then break it, and then build it again, and then break it again.
Okay. Do you enjoy it?
I can't recommend it enough.
I can't wreck and mend it enough. Okay, so that's the joke. Next up, it's the dinner time song.
Yep.
And I imagine it'll be a similar reaction to this.
Well, yeah, I would expect so, yeah.
Can I check before? Do you think this is a funny song or a good song?
No, neither. I mean, I sent it through expecting it to be edited and changed into something good, but
no.
But no.
That never happens, though, does it?
Does it? No.
So good luck with
it. I was delighted to see that it was on the set list when I got here.
It was.
It's not been rehearsed. No. Never played it before.
I'll do that. Let's go.
1, 2, 3, 4. I got a pestle and mortar that's never been used. I got a couple of grapes, between the two I can't choose. I got 16 watermelons balanced on my wrist, and I used up the cutlery to drain my cyst. I got a bucket of spices mixed with dust. I got a pinch of spiders web, I insist. I've got no clue how this crap's gonna taste, but one thing's for sure, I don't like waste.
Why don't be too heavy-handed with the ketchup? Don't be too heavy-handed with the ketchup. Don't be too heavy-handed with the ketchup. Don't be too heavy-handed with the ketchup.
It's dinner time. It's time for your tea. Turn up the hops until they're far too hot. I melt on some flowers and the
taste nice, but let bygones be bygones.
But don't be too heavy handed with the ketchup. But don't be too heavy handed with the ketchup. But don't be too heavy handed with the ketchup. But don't be too heavy handed with the ketchup.
Broccoli, broccoli, broccoli,
broccoli,
broccoli.
Sorry.
There we go, Ben. I was watching your children throughout that. They didn't know what to make of it. Very hard for them, that.
As
bit.
Opposed to the band, who were all over it.
I've never heard that either.
Okay, well, there we are. That was a lovely way to end the podcast. Any other businesses you'd like to mention, Ben?
No.
When can the viewer or the listener come and see you on tour?
Tipping Point on tour, there's an idea. Next time you're doing a gig, I'll be there.
Okay, well, thank you for being our best ever guest by some distance.
Thank you.
Mr. Ben Shepherd.
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody.
The official Ben Shepherd. And it's a thank you to Joe Walker, of course, for recording this over there. Thank you, Joe. Joel Porter for editing. Mr. Blue and Mr. Grey for taking part in the competitions. Mark, Joe, Will, Ben and that man there for playing so beautifully today. And one more time, thanks to the Shepherds for saying such good things.
Hey.
We will see you next week for more Horn Section podcast fun. But there is now a bit of bonus content from the pianists. 1, 2, 3, 4, stop.
Oh, it's Alex here. There's a slight change to the suggested plan. There now follows a rap that I wrote and performed about service stations. It's 6 years old, and I'm still ashamed. Good luck.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Hello.
This one's going out to the drivers. Listen.
Ooh.
You want to stop for some petrol?
Okay.
Or a wing?
Maybe.
We're gonna stop.
You tell me where to stop now.
Norton Kane, Packet Lane, Tamworth and Beaconsfield, people, Bagnall, Bothwell, Blackburn and Enfield, Hamilton, Happenden, Hetfield and Toddington, Washington, Rivington, Folkestone and Tiverton, Abington and Durham, Cobham and Colompton, Maidstone, Northampton, Brighton, Castle, Bellingham, Birch and Fertenga Green,
Winchester and Chester,
Gretna Green and Taunton Dean, Lancaster and Leicester. Our motorway service station,
Doncaster North.
You're my ultimate destination.
Derby South.
Welcome, Draco Motor.
Left to Forest East.
You're the place I wanna go to.
Cardiff West.
Knutsford and Oxford. Corley and
Cheveley.
Stafford and Telford. Frankley and Membury. Lynn, Lusk, Lee, Delamere, Woodall, Fleet, Gordano, Burton and Kendall, Fitzmore, Southwake, Killington Lake, Magor, Hottenmoor, Cardiff Gate, Bridgewater, Exeter, Annandale, Burton Wood, Cambridge, Ferry Bridge, Peterborough, Michael Wood. Our motorway service station,
Jewel Valley, M40.
You're my ultimate destination,
Charnock, Richard, M6.
Welcome, Brake or Moto,
Heart of Scotland, M8.
You're the place I wanna go to. Scottish Sandbach, Warwick and Thorough, Scotch Corner, Seven, U Tip, Shelf and Bulldog, South Mims, Todhill, Donny Park and Tarn Park, Reading, Stirling, Hilton Park and Hookwood Park, Weatherby, Medway, London, Gateway, Stinchham, Port Abraham, Swansea, Tebow, Kinross, Keel, Junction 38, Truck Stop, Wilrum's Crow and the Watford Gap. Our motorway service station. You're my ultimate destination.
Got a game zone and a phone bitch.
Welcome, Breaker Moto.
Cafe Retazza.
You're the place I wanna go to.
Fuzzy toothbrush and a massage chair.